The Bethel City Council recently took action on a proposed swimming pool, an innovative idea for incorporating renewable energy into the business plan for the pool, was well received by some council members and panned by others. KYUK's Shane Iverson has the story.
At their last meeting, council took a look at several issues surrounding the pool. The first was whether or not wind energy should remain a part of the business plan. The business plan for the pool center shows that the pool could sustain itself with admission fees, tax dollars, and about $80,000 a year of energy savings, thanks to four proposed wind turbines. But Vice Mayor Eric Middlebrook told council that those turbines should not be factored into the plan.
We don't have any proof that the wind generators are actually going to perform as said within the city of Bethel, so I don't think it's a good idea to include them in the business plan at this time.
For years, the city has been trying to connect a different set of turbines to the maintenance shop. They have not been able to get the consent of Bethel Utilities Corporation. Without an intertie agreement, nothing can be plugged into BUC's grid. Middlebrook said there's too much at risk to build plans around wind.
This business plan shows the pool barely breaking even, if at all, with a $1 million budget. That is a pretty, in my opinion, from a financial point of view, a pretty scary proposition that to feel confident that it's going to make money.
But without wind energy, the business plan looks weak, says the city's grant manager, John Sargent.
If you take out $80,000, which is the benefit of the wind turbines, we are now at a negative income. That means we're losing every year we operate this. That's a very difficult for me, the grant writer, to go get capital money when I can't prove there's a way to operate it.
This, to me, is just another effort to stall it, to slow it down, to make it more expensive.
City Council Member Beverly Hoffman.
The people voted for this body to move forward on this project. That's what the people voted for. The general consensus was to move forward, the general consensus of this community.
Hoffman is talking about the 2007 election when Bethel voters raised their own sales taxes with the promise that it would go towards the swimming pool. Hoffman ran for council the following year, promising to give her full support to the project. Her support has been bolstered by Councilmember Rick Robb, who also provides consistent voting to move it forward. On the opposite side of the issue sits Councilmember Thor Williams and Eric Middlebrook. Neither say they're opposed to a swimming pool, but the size of the pool has Middlebrook concerned. This was an exchange he had with Mayor Joseph Kaleka.
What does it take?
To move forward with the pool?
Yes.
A pool that cost about $8 million. This is a $24 million project. We have nowhere near that kind of funding. It's way too large of a project for this community. We might be taking the city in a direction that could cost us a lot of money and hurt this community. I think the whole idea of going with such a large project is just, I can't even believe that people are taking it seriously.
In between the two camps sits three swing votes, Mayor Kaleka and council members Heather Pike and Alan Hippler. Voting on the wind turbines, they went with Middlebrook after learning that the city would need an agreement with the power company before using wind for the pool. Councilmember Alan Hippler.
I'm very surprised by that information. We need to not assume we can get an intertie agreement if we have been unsuccessful in doing that in the past.
With that, wind was dropped from the business plan by a 4-3 vote. The plan may be harder to sell, but it's more realistic in the eyes of the council. I'm Shane Iverson.